It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now.
It is Purple Monday. Listen, it is GD Purple Monday.
And you were wearing your purple.
Oh, I am.
I didn't realize it was purple. Is this like a city proclamation I missed?
Every Monday is Purple Monday.
Why?
It's been that way for years, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, Purple Monday. At least during the Rockies. And specifically when the Cubs are in town. And this is the other thing. I was listening. I do not like Cubs fans.
I don't mind. I dated a Cubs fan once.
Yeah, great. You dated Nebraska fans too, but that doesn't mean that they're nice.
I like Cubs fans. I don't have a problem with them.
Let's see what happens here. Okay. Yeah. Because here's what happened. Everyone used to love Boston fans.
No, I never did.
And then it was like they realized that they were rooting for the Nazi party, except for all the killing. Okay. But that's kind of how it felt, people were like, oh my God, how did we root for Boston to get a World Series because they are insufferable, terrible fans.
You see, I learned that from Celtics fans. So I kind of knew that in general they were terrible people.
We'll see.
Could see it coming. And Patriots fans.
I hated Yankee fans growing up.
Because, I did too.
You know what? And then after Boston won the World Series, I was like, oh my God.
They're way worse.
Yankee fans, I actually apologized to my Yankee fan. Like, I didn't realize. You were the ones that realized how terrible Boston fans are.
Yeah. I mean, they're worse than Yankee fans ever were.
They are. And I'm afraid, listen, I used to watch Cubs when I was younger, at WGN growing up.
Sure.
When we didn't have a major league club.
Yeah, so did I. I think
we
all did.
Everyone's saying we didn't have baseball. We had baseball here,
we
man.
We did.
All right. I watched Tim Raines hit one of the longest home runs. I watched Billy Bates hit one of the longest home runs. My dad, perhaps the best minor league team ever.
The old Bears?
Yeah, came through in 1978 when you had Sabo and Dunston and all of these people. You had Andre,
the Hawk.
All of these people came through.
Mm-hmm.
My dad remembers the 1954 Bears when it was Mantle and Rizzuto. I mean, these are the people that have come through. So I don't want to hear that we didn't have baseball before 1993. That's a bunch of crap. But the deal is that I do not want, Cubs fans to become what Boston fans are, but they kind of already are. And what they did to Bartman, when every single one of those people would have done the same thing if a playoff baseball was coming to you, all right? And he didn't reach over anything, all right? He went straight up, all right? He wasn't kicked. The only reason he was kicked out because all of those other Cub fans.
Oh, they removed him for his own safety.
No, they removed him for safety because all those Cub fans are such dork
idiots. Why are you going after Cubs fans? You're like angry tonight.
I am angry about it.
Why are you so angry?
Because
we are 32 games into the baseball season.
No, because
season,
it frustrates
man.
Me. It frustrates me because all these Cub fans come in here and talk. They're like Nebraska fans. They talk about how great they are and how beautiful and how and roses. And then, but then ask Bartman about that.
I like Chicago.
On this show here,
cool town.
Okay, Eric Goodman and Les Shapiro here earlier today, we're talking with the guy from Chicago about, do you think that they should bring Bartman back to hoist up or throw the cart? And he's like, he has spent 14 years trying to become anonymous again.
Sure.
Do you really think that it would be a good idea for someone to show his face? Because some idiot Chicago, and this is the Chicago guy saying this, some idiot Chicago fan would think it's just trying to be great to go confront him somewhere because now they know what he looks like.
Sure. That is
unbelievable, and that's creepy, and that's terrible. And these are the same Cub fans that are walking around here today.
I didn't run into any down here. I mean, listen.
They were too busy looking for Bartman.
They are nothing compared to Steelers fans. When the Steelers come to town, Steelers fans are everywhere.
Well, Steelers fans mostly come from Pennsylvania. They're not people that are like Broncos fans and Nuggets fans. I mean, this is the same thing.
I don't know. There are a lot of people from Pittsburgh.
No, there are a lot of Cubs fans who have never stepped foot in Chicago.
But it's because their parents might have been Cubs fans or...
Because they were watching it on WGN or whatever. Okay, I get that.
I was a Royals fan for the longest time because we had Royals games on every Friday here on Channel 2. This is the only Major League Baseball team we could get when I was growing up.
I was watching Hamburg, Germany on Channel 6. Play soccer. They don't play good soccer anymore. Hamburg.
Okay.
They've turned,
I didn't know
they became a bunch of hot dogs. See?
Aha.
So anyway,
You just seem very impassioned about disliking Chicago fans.
No, because
right now.
No, I am very impassioned about loving Rockies fans because it is GD Purple Monday.
Yeah. I just
It is not every day that you get a good baseball team. It's not every day.
No.
The whole thing of baseball is based on misery.
Right. And it's the whole
baseball
thing.
Baseball is based on misery.
You're going
to
fail
more
than you succeed.
The team who wins the World Series at the end of the year is the team that failed the least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when Rockies are playing like they are right now,
right,
20-12, mm-hmm, all right, a game back of Washington for the best record in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm. Although fifth in winning percentage.
Yes, so two teams are at 21. I believe Houston is at 21-9. I believe that Washington is at 21-11. There's a couple teams with 20 wins, including the Rockies, and there's five teams total that have 20 wins.
Right.
All right, so that's where you are.
Orioles, Yankees, Astros, Senators, Rockies. Those are the five teams with 20 wins.
Nationals.
I said Washington.
Yeah, you said the Senators.
Oh, did I say the Senators? Wow, going way back in time. The old
damn Yankees.
Washington Senators. I think the
no,
Senators.
No, not the Washington Senators, which created the damn Yankees musical.
I believe the Senators are now in Ottawa.
Yeah, and playing hockey.
Yes, playing a completely different game.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
See, it's too early for me to get this fired up about Rockies because, honestly, they could.
This is the third best start in history.
Absolutely.
They have the number one closer.
Yeah,
in major leagues.
He is a witch out there right now.
He signed here rather than a lot of places who are offering him more money.
Yeah. And it's great. And our bullpen has been unbelievable.
Yes.
I just think there are a lot of Rockies fans, kind of like me, who are going, let's not get too crazy right now. Let's wait. And you know mine. Mine is the 40-game mark.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with you on this.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. You people,
yes. Here's the problem with you. Here's the problem with you people. When is the last time that you remember the Rockies going 20-12? When is the last time that you remember the Rockies having someone go 11-11 for saves in the month of April?
In April.
That was a never.
Yeah, that was a never.
As far as April's, this is the third best April that the
right.
Rockies have ever
had. I understand they're doing really well. But it's still really, I mean, that's the thing about baseball. It's so early.
Yes, yes. But they could suck here in a month.
Exactly.
Okay.
They could
so
suck
enjoy
in a month.
This now and get out there and do this now while they're winning because it's more fun to watch winning baseball than losing baseball.
And I am enjoying it.
And it's very
it.
Highly likely that we may be watching losing baseball later.
And I am enjoying it. I just can't get impassioned about it like you are right now because they could be sucking in a month and then all of those, quote, experts
yeah, but they're great
will
now.
Be right. I watch them every time they're on
Listen,
TV.
Here's why I get mad about experts. Okay, how many teams have 20?
Five.
Wins? Five. Okay. So just say that we're the. I don't believe that we're the worst of those five, but just say that we are. All right.
Okay.
So, in terms of power rankings, that would make us no worse than fifth, right?
That's kind of what I thought. They should be. Would be at least fifth.
How are they 10th?
They don't believe in the Rockies. They believe more in the Cubs, who...
To quote the great Tom Jackson, do they believe now?
No, they clearly don't. And they're not going to. They're not... You know what? You know when they'll start paying attention to the Rockies, Darren? I think they will actually start paying attention if we get to the All-Star game. If we hit July 4th in that sometime frame, and the Rockies are still in number one in the National League West, then I think they start taking the Rockies seriously. Because that's kind of your cutoff time. Hey, let's see how they're doing at the All-Star game. For years, my thing was, let's just be within 5 to 6 games of first place by All-Star. Now, it's like, let's be in first place by All-Star. Let's keep this up. That would be, and then they have to start paying attention to the Rockies. They have to.
I'm actually at the point where I saw the rankings, because this has been going on for me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, great, keep them there. Keep them there. I want you guys to think that the Rockies suck so that when all these teams keep coming in here and getting beat. Do you realize that the Cubs are favored today? The Cubs were favored. The Cubs were favored today to win this game.
I'm not surprised.
I am totally surprised.
I'm not. I think they have more belief
One game over 500.
I think they have more belief in the Cubs pitchers than they do in the Rockies pitchers. By the way, the game has been officially postponed. not just delayed. So they are not going to be playing baseball out at Coors Field this evening. So if you have a ticket, go get something to eat.
See, the Colorado Rockies already beat the spread. Well, there's just another reason these idiots from the West Coast. By the way, we have to talk about something very important on the other side of the break.
I know. It's soccer, right?
No, but we will talk soccer.
Okay.
Soccer, 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 soccer. Your favorite fuzzy, fuzzy, fuzzy,
yes,
fuzzy.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on the Darren Copeland Experience.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Over 30 hosts.